A big week for food around here, and if you can't wait, there's even some big stuff going on today. Nikki Nellis joins us now from the list, Are You On It? Well, Nikki, let's start with what's going on today. What do we need to know?
All right, well, so you said it's 35 degrees outside, and whether or not it's cold is not important. It is the two-year anniversary of the Sprinkles Cupcakes in Georgetown, and they have launched their Sprinkles Ice Cream in Beverly Hills. So to celebrate their two-year anniversary here in D.C., what are they doing? They're giving away free ice cream. So it's going to the first 200 patrons who come in today. They are serving a red velvet ice cream. It sounds delicious. If you're going to go out, this is an absolute must hit. Now, for the rest of the week, you have a whole week of good dining going on. Frederick Restaurant Week is happening. It's March 4th to the 10th. You may say, Frederick, it's only 45 minutes away. I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan of the area. My family and I go there an awful lot. There is such good eating to be had there. Brian Voltaggio's family meal, the tasting room, the wine kitchen on the creek, Shab Row Bistro and Wine Bar, the lunchbox, terrific places. If you haven't gone out there, this is definitely the week to do it because there are specials for lunch and dinner, price fixed menus, definitely worth doing. Same thing going on at the National Harbor. Now, this is going on from tomorrow until the 17th. Lots of dining options over in the National Harbor. That place is like Oz. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go over there, but it's sort of sprouted out of nowhere. Really fun restaurants, great opportunities, and great dining menus. Again, a definite must hit. Now, I'm sure most of you know about the Nordic Festival going on at the Kennedy Center. They're doing all these fantastic celebrations with song and dance and theater for the Nordic regions. But they are also featuring Nordic foods in their roof terrace restaurant. They are working with specific chefs from Sweden, and they have put together a fantastic price fixed menu. It's only available at the Kennedy Center's roof terrace restaurant, and it's really fantastic. Definitely worth checking out.
And what about this big event Monday night?
Okay, so Monday night, Mike Isabella, you know him from Top Chef fame. He owns Graffiato, and once a month, he does what he calls his industry night. So he brings in other chefs from other locations to come in. They cook. A lot of the food is served for free, but all the drinks you have to purchase. So this time, he's got Top Chef alums from Philadelphia coming in. So many of you may know Jen Carroll. She comes around here an awful lot. So she'll be cooking up things there. Local Derek Brown from the bar, the Passenger, he'll be mixing up cocktails. We've got Kevin Spraga from also Top Chef Season 7 winner coming in. They're all going to be cooking. It's going to be so much fun. Now, it starts at 10 p.m. Here's my advice, having been to the last one when Scott Jouneau headed it. The line starts at 9. Get there early. Get online. It's worth the wait. It's going to be a ton of fun.
I'm off on Tuesday. Maybe I need to go.
Oh, I would absolutely get this.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikki. That's Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? Co-anchor of Foodie and the Beast on Federal News Radio on Sundays at 10, 1500 a.m.